If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, plenty of room, even private rooms. Food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season. Along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. According to the University of Illinois, Athletic Director Mike Thomas fired head football coach Tim Beckman today after Thomas learned from preliminary results of investigation that Beckman tried to deter players from reporting injuries. Per a release sent out by the school, the university will not have to pay Beckman his salary. Defensive coordinator Bill Cubitt will take over the team just 8 days before their first game. We'll carry the University of Illinois' press conference on the Beckman situation today at 3 o'clock right here on 670 The Score. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. Summer clearance event going on now. The Cubs have won 14 games for four straight months and have the best record in the National League in August. They'll try to get back on the winning track tonight as they face off with Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers in L.A. Jason Hamill heads to the mound for the Northsiders at 9:10. Cubs and Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball this week. ESPN's Jessica Mendoza will replace Curt Schilling in that game after comments Schilling made comparing Muslims to Nazis earlier this week. The White Sox, meanwhile, will try to make it two in a row against the Mariners. They're hoping to get some help from Melky Cabrera, who's leading the American League in doubles since the All-Star break. John Danks and Taijuan Walker tonight at 6:35. The Mariners have fired GM Jack Zarensic this morning. Cubs Jason McLeod and the White Sox Ken Williams, some of the names being bandied about for that position. And a woman hit by a foul ball while attending a game at Fenway Park is now suing Red Sox principal owner John Henry for damages. The woman says she suffered facial fractures and neurological damage. To football, with Kevin White out following shin surgery and Alshon Jeffrey, Marquise Wilson, and Eddie Royal not practicing yesterday, it's looking increasingly like the Bears' top four receivers will be on the shelf for tomorrow night's preseason game number 3 against the Bengals in Cincinnati. But head coach John Fox says that doesn't change much for the game plan.
We're going to approach it the same way we always would in game 3 of the preseason. Some guys get more time than others. This will be the most extended, quote, the starters play. As we try to get ready for our season opener. My experience is nobody comes rescues you. You play with the guys you got, and that doesn't change moving forward. They don't cancel games.
Fox, however, says he has not ruled anyone out for the game as of yet. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmayomedical.com. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates apply. I'm Julie DeCaro and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Everybody I know here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
Why is your iPad faster than mine?
I paid an astonishing amount of money for speeding.
You know, you can go to hell for lying like you can.
Okay, well, I didn't pay that much money, but I had him speed up the process.
This is a brand new Air iPad. A brand new Air iPad.
This is the second iPad made.
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone on The Score is being brought to you by Schneider Trucking. Schneider hiring truck drivers now at SchneiderJobs.com. And he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Hello, Dan. Everything is really good but my voice.
Well, we'll keep it short. We wanted to make sure we said hello to you, and I loved your sideswipe at Ralph Garr for absolutely
what's up with Ralph Garr?
No reason whatsoever. Jeez. That there is the only fly ball Ralph Garr ever caught.
No, well, you know, that was kind of a year that was really interesting because the Southside hit men were exactly that, and we did hit everything in sight. The only problem was we didn't catch the ball too often, so Alan Bannister couldn't get the ball from shortstop to first. George Orta still waiting to make his first double play from that season. And Ralph didn't catch too many. But Ralph could really hit. So that was a fun year. We had a good time.
You know what, Steve? You sound awful. We're going to let you go.
We don't want to do that to you with having to do the talking for an actual profession. You don't need to waste your voice with us.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Really, I'm feeling terrific, except for the voice isn't too great. But I understand that... You know, maybe it'll make a comeback later this evening. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, rest up.
This
doesn't make any sense for you to waste your valuable voice on this stupid show. So,
I don't know, Stoney. How valuable the voice is, but thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Be well, Stoney.
That's not good. I didn't want to do that to him.
Yeah, no, that's not fair. You know, it was nice of him because I think he told the producers that he wanted to do it and was true to living up to it. But that's just silly for us to make him do that.
I know. Well, he just likes opportunities where he can actually talk. So I know he likes doing the show. So I mean, even battling bad voice situation like he was going through there, you know, you can hear him throughout the station, of course, on the Sox broadcast.
And guys, we'll bring that back at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely worth a re-rack. It's absolute radio gold.
Make sure you guys podcast that for anybody listening that wants to podcast it later or, you know, listen to it again, or people that can't listen now want to podcast it. Yeah.
We'll make transcripts of that appearance available
as
well.
Sounds good.
And the story today that happened to be timed exactly with the beginning of the Boers and Bernstein show is that Tim Beckman has been fired with extreme prejudice. He has been let go and will not be paid, and they kicked his ass out the door saying he doesn't represent the university, he doesn't represent anything we stand for, and now he's gone.
Yeah, so going back to that email that was sent in, that really smart, well thought out email there about Mike Thomas and about the impact that this has on the program, the university. What guy, and you said young and hungry, old and desperate, but truly, what guy wants to step into this situation?
Especially, you don't even know who your boss is going to be.
Right.
Because I think Mike Thomas is going to be fired, too. The chancellor resigned. The provost resigned.
Mike Thomas has to be fired.
This whole university is a mess.
Right. So which guy, even young and hungry, old and desperate, which guy truly, honestly, will step in and say, yeah, this is the job I want?
Well, you can't let Mike Thomas make the hire.
Right.
I mean, this is all going to be screwed up if you don't clean house completely. You need new AD to make a decision on your most important revenue generator.
And so not only that, now, like, which, I mean, how does it work with collegiate athletes? I honestly don't know. They're a week away. Can a guy say, I don't want to play here now, and just walk away?
I'm not sure.
Can a guy walk away from a scholarship and say, I don't want any part of this?
Yeah, but most of the guys he recruited are just happy to be at a Division I school.
So maybe they just stick around because, you know, whatever, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's getting one-star and two-star recruits who would probably be at North Dakota if he didn't
true.
Come
I guess
calling.
Yeah, they're JUCO players.
Be at a MAC school if he didn't. I mean, the fact that they're playing for a Big Ten team in a lot of cases is exciting enough for him. What do they care if Bill Kubit's coaching him or not? Kubit's probably a better coach than Beckman.
So what happens, like, what if a guy wants to walk away, though? Can he go somewhere and play this year? This year's probably gone if they walk away, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's been so capricious, and so many cases have been judged so differently by the ridiculous existence of the NCAA in general. I don't know what to make of it. I'm just not sure quite what they're doing and how they're doing it. Is you've got an athletic director dangling by a thread who puts himself in front of the parade to say, I'm making this decision about Tim Beckman. Well, he shouldn't be empowered to be making these decisions right now because he's under investigation.
Right. Right, this is his program. I mean, this is under his watch, his time, and that's why I think it was really remarkable that he was the one that released the statement today about Beckman, because he's next. Who makes a statement about him? There's no way he survives this.
312-644-6767 score. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. Summer clearance event is going on now, and that is the story. With the Illini not mincing words, it's just when you have people of the highest levels, even on the academic side, who are using personal emails to shield the notes that they're sending about scandals. They've had academic scandals with the fired professor. They've got multiple sports scandals and multiple allegations. And then there's the self-investigation, and it's finally culminated in merely the firing of an idiot football coach a week before the season. This is quite a show they got going on down there.
Yeah, it's gonna take some time to sort it all out, to really fix it. I mean, we'll see what happens with Mike Thomas. Like I said, I don't know how he survives this. He shouldn't survive it. This happened under his